بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب أمر الصائم بحفظ لسانه وجوارحه عن المخالفات والمشاتمة ونحوها. This is a chapter on commanding the fasting person to safeguard his tongue. When a person is fasting, especially, then he should be safeguarding his tongue and his limbs from arguments, from abusive language, etc. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقول إني صائم. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any one of you is fasting, he should not engage in futile conversation, nor should he raise his voice and argue and fight. فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ, if anyone swears at him or is abusive towards him or fights him, then he should simply say, فَلْيَقُولْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, I am fasting. In other words, he should remind that person who may also be fasting if it is the month of Ramadan, that listen, we are fasting and it is imperative that we should be safeguarding our tongue, lest we spoil the reward of our fast. So here a person should not engage in any futile talks or arguments, abusive language. He should be very, very careful of protecting his tongue when he is fasting. He should not be making ghibat, not lying. There is a famous incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where two women who were fasting and they were on the verge of death because of extreme spasms of hunger. They could not bear it. And Rasulullah SAW was informed that this is the condition. So through Wahi, Rasulullah SAW was informed about the wrong that these two women had indulged in. So he tells them to vomit into two bowls. And when they did that, there were pieces of meat that came out. And Rasulullah SAW said this was on account of them having made ghibat of some person. So it is very, very important that when we are fasting, especially, of course, even when we are not fasting, we should be safeguarding our tongue, our limbs from haram, from opposing the sharia in any way, or swearing or arguing. But more especially when the person is fasting, he should keep he should preserve his roza and keep it intact and protect it from all type of evil. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. رواه البخاري. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah SAW said, Allah does not require a person to abstain from food and drink if he does not abstain from speaking lies and acting upon them. So there is no need for Allah ta'ala in us keeping roza. In fact, Allah is going to reward us. Allah is not going to benefit by us abstaining from food and drink. It's not that he needs food and drink, ma'adallah. He is free from all this. We are keeping roza. We are going to abstain from drinking, eating, etc. when we are fasting, it is for our benefit. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, that person who does not stop speaking lies and practicing upon it, doing wrong whilst he is fasting, there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his abandoning his food and drink. Allah does not gain in any way. We are going to be the one who will gain or the one who will lose by our utterances, by backbiting, by speaking lies, by doing haram whilst we are fasting. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallahi wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta.